Paul, you've been banging this drum for a while. Rates right now for tax-exempt debt are the lowest in more than six decades.
Yep.
The big question is, why aren't states and localities borrowing more to build things like a bridge that's better or a tunnel that's better from New Jersey to New York?
If you want to
have your pet project given a shout-out here, there is a question, what can derail the incredible rush of money that's going toward municipal debt? Joining us now to talk about that, Catherine Steenstra, Senior Portfolio Manager and Head of Municipal Investments at Columbia Threadneedle Investments, which has $469 billion of assets under management based in Minneapolis. She joins us here in our Interactive Broker Studios. Catherine, I want to just get started. We talk a lot about the election coming up in November. Is this something that could actually derail the rally that we've seen in muni debt?
We do not believe that the election will derail it. So far, you know, what drove performance in 2019 was a positive technical backdrop. We're seeing that continue into 2020, and the flows are still continuing. State and local tax deduction cap, that certainly was a main driver of flows last year, is continuing. That is set in place until 2025, so we're not expecting any changes on that. And also a supply side of that, we're seeing more taxable municipal issuance into our market, refinancing tax exempt, so therefore less tax exempt supply. So those technicals are still in place right now. So we expect that will continue this year. We're certainly not expecting, you know, the robust demand that we saw last year, that $93.5 billion of flows. We're already off to a great start, however, over $7.5 billion inflows so far year to date. And then, of course, the Treasury yields. Last year, we know that they fell dramatically. That was supportive of the muni market, the flight to quality. We saw that in January, some volatility there with, of course, the geopolitical risk as well as the coronavirus now. That caused Treasury rates to fall roughly 30, 35 basis points. Munis followed that path. So very supportive there. And as far as the election, back to your original question, you know, we may slow down. Flows could go a little sideways as we get closer to the election. But right now, because of those positive technicals, we think we're going to see more of the same.
All right. You mentioned this thing called a taxable municipal market. To me, that's an oxymoron. I invest in municipal bonds for the tax exemption associated with the yield. What is the taxable investment municipal bond market, and who plays in it?
Well, the taxable municipal issuance that we're seeing now, that it's certainly picked up in the last half of 2019, and we're continuing to see that. Foreign investors are buyers. You have corporate buyers,
and they're
crossover
just looking for
buyers.
Yield, foreign
they're
investors?
They're looking for yield because we know that, okay, you know, yields are very low or certainly negative in certain situations. So it's a very attractive opportunity. It offers diversification. Municipal bonds, as we know, are a very stable asset class. And there's a zero to negative correlation to equities. So that's a reason that you're seeing more demand and interest in the municipal market.
I was reading your research, and you noted that you had gotten out of Puerto Rico debt a while back, and yet it's starting to look a little more attractive. Are you actually starting to buy Puerto Rico notes as they get closer to finalizing their restructuring?
Yeah, so Puerto Rico is the hot topic, right, this week. There's so much going on right there, and certainly looking more closely at it, the COFINA debt that was restructured last year in 2019 has more legal covenants to it, and more structure. The sales and tax use that is dedicated to support this is definitely a sector that we like, or an issuer, I should say. As far as the geo debt and the PREPAs, it's still playing out, trading up and trading down. And there's a lot that, you know, is still remains to be seen on this.
But what does it say about the state of the market that people are seeing Puerto Rico as being a really viable option, given the fact that they're restructuring their more than $70 billion bankruptcy, and given the fact that they still face so many economic woes? I mean, how concerned are people about froth and this idea that you're just sort of looking for anything to buy, given the glut of cash and the lack of supply?
And that just shows you how tight the high-yield market valuations are, because there's so much demand out there for high-yield that it's forcing almost buyers into a market where the high yield is, the new issuance is less. So you have this demand that's chasing yields lower and lower, and it's an area that we're very cautious on because we're at the closer to the end of a potential cycle here. Spreads are tighter, and we want to move up in quality, not abandoning high yield, certainly, but more in the double B and single B, and up in quality in our investment grade as well. It just feels like the high yield market is certainly overvalued and one that we want to be very cautious on.
Catherine Steenstra, thank you so much for joining us, Senior Portfolio Manager and Head of Municipal Investments for Columbia Threadneedle Investments based in Minneapolis. But we're happy to say it's joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio in this cold, well, it's kind of cold, but a rainy day here in New York City.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. It's such an interesting time where there's such a technical force driving investors into some of these riskier fixed income areas. You just have to wonder, you know, there doesn't seem to be anything that's going to stop the train, and yet.
Yes, and yet. That's kind of what we always say before things kind of go off the rails, and yet.